This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. LGBTI organisations have expressed dismay that federal funding cuts are threatening Switchboard's Out and About program, a peer service connecting Victoria's LGBTI elders to the broader community. Out and About is an LGBTI elder outreach program which seeks to reduce social isolation experienced by older LGBTI people via a community visitors program. Switchboard was informed of the impending cuts in December, losing two-thirds of its funding, which was provided through the Community Visitors Scheme. The organisation is now attempting to fundraise over $300,000 to continue Out and About. Intersex advocate and Hobsons Bay councillor, Tony Briffa, will boycott Melbourne's Pride March if the Royal Children's Hospital is allowed to take part in the event. The former mayor cited the ongoing involuntary or coerced medical interventions on young intersex bodies performed by the hospital as the reason behind the decision. Briffa said, "Imagine being a proud member of the LGBTI community and a survivor of childhood and adolescent conversion therapies, and seeing the organisation that tried to make you fit heteronormative stereotypes welcomed into the Melbourne Pride March." Former Labor leader and now New South Wales leader of Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party, Mark Latham, announced a policy to ban people from identifying as transgender. Latham announced the proposal on Sunday on his Facebook page, saying the plan would avoid abuse of the school education system and official government documentation. The policy would see One Nation attempt to restrict the ability to identify as trans to those with specialist medical evidence and support to change their gender. New research has confirmed marriage equality advocates' warnings, showing that the postal survey damaged LGBTI Australians' mental health. Psychologists from the University of Sydney surveyed over 1,000 Australians who identified as lesbian, gay, or bisexual during the postal survey in 2017. Their research showed that the increased exposure to anti-LGBTI messaging during the marriage equality debate caused increased psychological distress. Anna Wintour has unleashed the Devil Wears Prada hell on Margaret Court and Prime Minister Scott Morrison as part of a speech at the Australian Open in Melbourne. The Vogue editor is a special guest of the Open, headlining the Australian Open Inspirational Series speaking event. Wintour praised the welcoming nature of Australians before dragging Margaret Court and criticising Morrison on his poor record on LGBTI rights, saying, "I've been alarmed by your Prime Minister's record on LGBTQ rights, which seems backward in all senses." Queensland MP Bob Katter has been slammed for labelling homosexuality a fashion trend and that he had never seen or heard of a homosexual person until he was 50. Katter made the comments while on the campaign trail for Katter's Australian Party candidate Anthony Wallace, who is standing for the Maranoa electorate. It's yet another entry on a long list of anti-LGBTI statements from Katter, who infamously said he would walk backwards to Bourke if there were gay people in his electorate. That was your QNN update. Now to your sport report. A gay sports photographer in Melbourne has had a gay slur yelled at him while shooting an A-League soccer match between Melbourne and Newcastle recently. Matt Johnson was covering the match when, as the match ended, a fan shouted out to him, "Hey gay boy, hey gay boy, did you enjoy the game?" Johnson shared the experience on social media in an effort to find both the culprit and to draw attention to the ongoing homophobia in sport. For the first time in history, there will be male cheerleaders at the Super Bowl in Atlanta this weekend. The Los Angeles Rams are gearing up to take on the New England Patriots, the former of which will have two male cheerleaders suited up to cheer on the team. The Baltimore Ravens had male stuntmen on their sidelines when the team won the Super Bowl 6 years ago. However, they were not a full and equal part of the cheerleading squad, and were there to throw the female cheerleaders into the air and to catch them. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.